In a letter to his spiritual director, Father Benedetto, he described what had happened to him. Listen to this. "I was hearing the confessions of our boys when suddenly I was seized by an intense horror at the sight of a heavenly being who appeared before the eyes of my soul. He held in his hand something like a long iron blade with a sharp tip from which fire seemed to shoot. Seeing this and witnessing him thrust that weapon violently into my soul happened all at once. I let out a groan. I felt like I was dying. I asked the boy to leave the confessional because I felt unwell and didn't have the strength to continue. This martyrdom lasted without interruption until the morning of the 7th, so 2 full days. What I suffered during this time, I cannot describe. I felt as though even my innards were being ripped out and torn apart by that weapon, everything being scorched and pierced with iron and fire. Since then, I have been mortally wounded. I feel, in the deepest part of my soul, a wound always open which causes me continual pain." Padre Pio also shared this experience with his close friend, Father Agostino. In his diary, he records that Padre Pio physically felt his heart torn open, and that blood flowed from within. This marked a new stage in Padre Pio's union with Christ, one step closer to what St. Paul describes when he says, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." It was the moment that prepared his soul to receive the visible stigmata. In fact, just 5 weeks later, the visible stigmata would appear. But before the outward signs, there was this, a deeper interior union, as if God was first marking his heart before marking his body.